We've been through a lot. We've learned a lot. And each one of us knows with a surety that we have a lot more to learn. However, we have reached a place where it's time to function. And one of the things that we've learned is God does not do things apart from His people. He moves through people. And He's laying things before us that need to be accomplished, like we were praying just a little while ago. We don't pray and ask God to do these things, but we believe for Him to do it through us. God is not going to do things sovereignly by Himself. He works through people. That's the way it's always been. And most Christians today don't want to do anything themselves, but they want God to do it. Well, it just isn't going to happen that way. Amos 3 and 7 said, God will do nothing, but He reveals His secret of what He wants done to His prophets. He reveals what He wants done, and says, now you go do it. And we realize how that happened. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, God didn't go down and get those children of Israel out of Egypt. He sent Moses to do it. And God didn't go out in the New Testament and spread the word of what happened in Acts. He sent Paul to do it. And that's the way it is. And there are things that we're going to have to do. So get ready. Know what His will is. Know what He wants to accomplish. And start speaking the word. The word that creates. The word that functions. The word that makes things happen. We have that responsibility to proclaim the word of the Lord and put God into action. It's totally scriptural. Even when it was necessary for the shedding of blood and for there to be a sacrifice whereby men could be saved, and there was no one to do it, so God Himself became man. He had to be a man. Jesus of Nazareth, you see. And so He became a man, and then He did it, and it happened. But He's telling us, whatever He does through man. So we have to understand that. Be ready. Proclaim judgments upon the things that are hindering God. You know yourself. What is it that's stopping you from becoming what God wants to be? Speak judgment on that. That is God's enemy, and it's your enemy. Anything that slows you down, hinders you in any way of serving the Lord, that is an enemy of God. And it needs to be judged and brought down, regardless of whatever it is. What can you think of that's more important than serving the Lord? I can't think of anything. And we have an example that Jesus Christ went to the cross, gave His life, laid it down that we might have life. You think we're going to get by without doing the same thing? We're going to lay down our life, what our life has been, in order that we can pick up and gain the life that He has for us. You cannot move in to resurrection life without there being a death. That's all there is to it. We die to self so that we can enter into Him. But this idea of, well, Christ is in me by faith. Oh, bless your heart. It's going to take more than that.